society, just the world as we know it. So for our Muhammad, he has to make his Christ now for the new world. How is he going to do it? He's going to do it by quasi-symbolic projection. He will plant the seed and then create the symbolic environment to suggest. Subconsciously, it will enter them and move them on. So he came as Zechariah, not speaking plainly, but speaking symbolically, gesturing. You see? Then he is a child in Elijah Muhammad. John was the son of Zacharias, right? Yes. John is the son of Zechariah. So he gives his son in the army like your mother. Not son physically. I hope you all are not that straight. I hope you got enough sense to follow me. I talk so plain and I interpret so much. Don't leave me. But they leave me because they doubt me. They don't trust my leadership, so they constantly go on with man, go on somewhere else. I'll be like Muhammad and his son. Hi, what was his son? So he gets the son in the army like Muhammad. Now, the army like Muhammad, he has the Christian, the next leader, as John Christian Jesus. John Christian Jesus in the river, right? He baptized him, and as he walked away from the river, a sign came from heaven. The dove lit on his shoulder. Sign came from heaven. This is my begotten son. Right? Yes. So Jesus comes this way. But look, Mary. Who is Mary? Jesus does not come directly from Zechariah or from John. Jesus comes from Mary. Right? What does Mary represent? The virginity, the purity, the righteousness of the community. That's what Mary represents. So he's not going to get Jesus from Elijah directly or from John. He's going to get Jesus from Mary. And Jesus is not going to be Elijah's son. Jesus is going to be Mary's son. But he already planted the seed to make Jesus. He tells only Elijah Muhammad to give your son my name. Tell the earth to declare Muhammad, give him my name, and tell him that he's a special child. Take special care of him. Gave her a card with a message on it. Told her not to show it to me, and not even show it to her husband. When she knew she was leaving, she showed it to me and asked me, what should she do with it? She asked me, should I give it to my husband? I said, Mama, keep it. I didn't want to have her same attitude that she's going to die. I said, Mama, keep it. She kept it. My sister found it. My sister has it now. I won't tell you which sister. You go where the hell off. I'm talking about you nuts. Sensible people won't do that. Only you nuts will go where the hell off. Elijah means one born of emotionalism. He's born of emotionalism. Born with excitable nature, fiery nature. That's Elijah. Going up in a whirlwind, that tells you about his spirit. His spirit was fiery. So he went, ascended in a whirlwind. It doesn't mean ascended to heaven. It meant he ascended to leadership upon the power of emotionalism and fiery thought. That's the whirlwind. And it took him up into leadership, not into heaven, into leadership. Mm-hmm. So he created the thinking and the honor and line of honor and gave him the fiery doctrine that would really make him appear as Elijah. Just like him, look. Hitler was a genius, too. Yes. He was a genius of military. He was a genius of mass psychology. Okay, Zacharias, John, Elijah. He makes his Elijah. He wasn't such a genius. He's lucky to get into the school, into the secret circle, to find the knowledge. Is born of white woman and a black father. But he becomes the greatest God ever. And yet the black blood is the best. Almighty Muhammad taught that this God born, Quran Muhammad, is the greatest ever. Never no God to equal him. And he taught us that the black, the pure black, is the superior. How in the world can pure black be the superior and pure black had to wait for a white woman to produce the greatest God ever? Lord and high, you stinking black stuff, you'll still have to deal with these facts. I see them running and dodging. They're sitting still, but they're running and dodging in their own body. I can see their mind just running and dodging, looking for comfort, looking for a shadow. Now, I come with the fire. You can't hide. Now, dear people, let's get away from Alfonso.
So Prophet Muhammad, he had the good stuff. He raised him with care and concern and devotion. He comes up a good child.
The child begins to study at one point in his life. Out of curiosity, he began to learn. The more he learned, the more he could see that it wasn't altogether right. He finally grows out of it and separates completely from it, but stays among the people, keeps friendship enough with the people so he can help the people. Finally comes his position of leadership, and he's raised by the leadership and the community as their new leader. 1975. Then he has to operate himself in a lot of symbolism because the people's mind wasn't ready for the naked fact. But his symbolism was righteous. It didn't say, it didn't tell a lie on our love. It didn't tell a lie on our humanity. It worked step by step to undo the lie. My symbolism was righteous. The symbolism of Prophet Muhammad was devilish, lie and wicked.
So what he has affected here is the creation of a savior. Prophet Muhammad now has created a savior in me. Had continued to play the hypocrite, then he just created the hypocrite, right? But if I come away from that, see his fault, and I don't come into the enactment, but I draw the enactment, then I become a savior, right? But who made me in Farad's mind? Farad made me. All right? This is the uplift, sister. Don't say yes too fast. In Farad's mind, Farad made me.
Evil
that happens over and over again. And those that decide to do something out of the law of Islam, out of the law of God's revelation, those that decide to do that, they claim the man that come up and do the good. But Allah says, when Allah gives you a good job, you associate others in his making. They didn't make it. They scheme and they plan it and they plan. But I was obligated. They obligated me when they said that they did that in my name. When they said that the scripture I gave was their support. They took up my word and me. I had to clear myself. So in freeing myself, I took the child that they were crying to me, and I brought him to me. When I bring him to me, they are so stupid. It happens over and over again in history. And every time it happens, they can't see yet that I'm just rescuing the child that they are making, and it's not them making that child. Was born the same way. When Jesus declared that he was not their son, oh, we know you. You're the carpenter's son. We know him. He's the carpenter's son. He didn't have no divine birth, no divine, no immaculate conception. That's the son of Joseph. And brought him into the knowledge. Jesus didn't give no rabbi no credit. Jesus didn't give no Farad no credit. Jesus didn't point out no certain man in society and say, that man made me. Jesus said, Allah made me. Allah created me. Is that right? But they didn't believe it. Because they had set the stage to create their own deliverer. And when Jesus came up under Allah's guidance and his protection, they wanted to claim him. Say, we set the stage. We set the king for him. That's our man. We made that man. But when Jesus started tearing down their secret conspiracy, they rejected him and planned his crucifixion. Although he wasn't successful in crucifying him, as they claimed, but they did plan to kill him. The same way that they would like to do me now. I don't come to paying respect and glorify their sin. I come exposing it. And I say, look, you set a stage to create me, but Allah saved me. We plan your creation. You disappoint us. You were supposed to acknowledge us as the God. You were disappointing us. You were supposed to bring the whole world to us. Tell them how we created you. You're going to bring the whole world down on you, you scum. Here was the plan for them to come and enact what they interpret as being the high wisdom and scheme of Scripture. Create one from the honor of Elijah Muhammad. And that one will turn then against races, against the world, against the races, preach the humanitarian doctrine and bring everybody to them. If it doesn't work, they have another plan. Because he can't afford it. He got to have another work. See, he got to have an alternative. The other plan is, if it doesn't work, we will build up those who have the first mind and support them against him. And if we don't win with a righteous savior, we'll win with black supremacy. White supremacy is going out of style. We'll generate black supremacy all over again, and it'll spread throughout Africa, and pretty soon we'll have a black race conscious race supremacy group. And eventually, Africa and the black nations will come together, and they will dominate the whites, and we will exploit them like we exploited the whites, and we run this thing all over again.
That's their plan. Farrakhan is playing games with them. He's playing into their hands. He's enjoying material benefits just to play into their hands and to play in their game. For material benefits and for low popularity. Bottles is doing the same thing. All the rest of them doing the same thing. But they don't want these poor representatives. They want those stars that can enchant the people. Those are the ones that they will spend some money on and give a lot of freedom. They send Farrakhan all around on college campus. He has more freedom than I have. They invite him all over, everywhere. They want him to talk to our people. They don't want me to talk to our people. They'd like to see me set up. If it wasn't for the few strong people in this society, I wouldn't be able to reach anybody. But Allah has blessed me with some friends in this society, so occasionally they help get me on TV, or help get me on the radio, or help get me somewhere. But Farrakhan, he's pushed. Our people don't want Farrakhan. They're pushing Farrakhan on the people. Farrakhan's time is out. Racist talk is out. But they're pushing him on. They're pushing him on. They want him to go on and on so they can build up black supremacy, because the only way they can keep the whole world in ignorance and under them is to operate through race consciousness. Now, I know Farrakhan has some of his people here. I wish he was here. And go back and tell your cream puff, powder puff, cosmetic, so-called black white leader. He's not black, he's white. Anytime he serves white supremacy, he's not black, he's white. And anybody that advocates white supremacy, black supremacy, is serving white supremacy. There's no way to advocate black supremacy without serving white supremacy. Impossible. So go back and tell him that I say I will meet him anytime. Before any audience. And I want to see him stand 5 minutes in my presence. Tell him I said he's a high paid superfly weakling. The dignity of his race just to have some popularity in the public eye among people that ain't fit for nothing, most of them, and to enjoy some material comfort. When he was with me, he said I was right. He knew how I felt about the teachers on Elijah Muhammad. He said I was right. He accepted my leadership, but when he saw that he wasn't going to get a new Mercedes-Benz, new diamond ring, and enough money to flounce around in the city before the people's eyes, he decided he would go where the butter was thicker. We know Farrakhan used to be called the charmer. Calypso singer, Lewis Walcott, the charmer. He studied grammar, he studied theatrics. And whenever he comes on the stage to speak on a platform, he comes out in the mind of an actor. He cannot get out of the theater. I'm telling you, I've worked with Farrakhan. Farrakhan cannot be made real. It's a weakness. You can't bring out the realness in Farrakhan. As soon as he sees something good, you give him some knowledge, he goes into his theater. Tell me, I want your witness. as an imam. And be silent while Farrakhan leads many poor ignorant people. Into the trap of the racist. No. This old stuff about loyalty. Oh, he's a Muslim too, isn't he? Where? Where is he a Muslim? Muslim is not wearing a Nehru suit. Calling the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's name and paying tribute to him, flattering the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That doesn't make you a Muslim. A Muslim is following the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad. We're not just obligated to follow Quran. Prophet Muhammad comes as an example. We have to also follow the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad. To follow his example means to preach the religion as he preached it. Once I know better, I can't preach the religion in the tones and in the symbols of racism. I have to teach the religion as Prophet Muhammad taught it. Once I know better, what I don't know, God will excuse me for it. But once I know better, then I'm supposed to follow the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad. To follow his example, I cannot afford to preach some black nationalism. With racism in it, or without racism, and call people together against each other on the basis of some kind of false superiority, or to call the people to a black prophet who claims the revelation that was given to a prophet before his time, about 1,300 years before his time. Now, brother, we can't do that. We can't support one who will steal a scripture that was sent to another man, was given to another man. A reputation that was given to another man, that was given to Prophet Muhammad, an error. We have to admit this. We have to defend that. Oh, but he wasn't black. You should think a lot of he wasn't pure Caucasian. The Arab's supposed to be our cousin. Don't you know that? The Arabs supposed to be our cousins and the Jews' cousins. They're supposed to be mixed up with African blood and Jewish blood. Semitic blood and African blood. So let's thank Allah that he's at least a Negro. Yes. By the white, the racist definition, Prophet Muhammad was a Negro. Because they say if you have one drop of African blood in you, you're a Negro. So I'm not giving the definition. They gave it. When they said that if you have one drop of blood, you're a Negro, that makes Prophet Muhammad a Negro because he said his mother was Hagar, an Egyptian who was an African. They're mixed blood. So by the white man's own racial classification, Prophet Muhammad was a Negro. So I say to you again, be happy he wasn't a Caucasian. Don't steal the man's dignity and the man's role and the honor that was given to him by God. And give it to some member of your race falsely. Give your race credit that they do, and give him the credit he's due.